you're the only one that can answer this question.
Okay.
Because I can't answer. I don't know how girls think. So this guy
no,
says.
No, you don't.
No, I have no idea. And when I read this, I can feel this guy's pain. Because okay. I've been down this road with women before, and you don't know if it's a trick or not. So I'm going to find out from you once and for all, is this a trick or do you really want to know?
A trick or treat?
Exactly. Is this a trick or treat? So this guy says, my girlfriend wants me to share with her some of my mm-hmm. go-to porn videos so she can understand me better. Do I show her the real deal or do I show her something more vanilla? Has anybody been down this path before? Is this a test?
It's not a test. This is the boundary that is just way, 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 way too far. Like, no, the answer should be, and no way. I'm not sharing with you any of my porn stuff. Because here's the thing with porn. Porn is about fantasy. It's not about actuality. I'm considering showing you stuff that I don't even really like just because I don't want you to judge me. Like, that's what porn is. Porn is like your sickest, craziest fantasies that you never want to come true, but in your, especially a guy, in your sick, dirty guy mind, that's what you're into. You don't want to share. The minute you share that, it's no longer going to be interesting or fun for you. It's going to be completely tainted. That is a no-go. Like, I would say to her, with all due respect, I don't want to know what kind of porn you look at. You shouldn't ask me what kind of porn I look at. It has nothing to do with what I like and don't like. If you want to know if there's more things you want to do in the bedroom, if you want me to ask you, like, what else would you like to do in the bedroom? Or you want to ask me, are there other things you'd like to try? That's a conversation I would have. But what I look at privately in my fantasy life, and then your business.
Okay, we're going to role play here. You're going to be the guy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to be the girl on the phone.
Okay.
So I'm
your girlfriend on the phone.
Okay.
And she's going to ask you.
Well, I really want to see what kind of porn you watch because I wanna bring it in the bedroom.
Well, Lydia.
Do your voice you more already, manly.
Well, Lydia. Only because
my
that's...
name's not Lydia.
What is your name, ma'am?
Cooper.
Looks like Cooper.
Joan. I'm Joan.
Joan.
Yes.
I don't date 85-year-old women. Sorry.
But I want to bring it in a bedroom for you. I want to do exactly what you want.
Well, Joan, we can have that conversation uh-huh. if you want to try new stuff, but what I look at on...
What do you look at? Send me a link.
Pornhub is
send me a link.
Business.
I want to watch it.
Send me a link.
Send me a link. We should watch it together. We should watch porn together. What do you think?
Oh, well, okay, you know what he should do? Oh. There's actually porn for women that's made for women by women, and it's a lot of stuff like, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, I love you. I love you, too. Oh, touch me here. Is that good? Is that okay? Like, you know, beyond vanilla.
Yeah, but she's not going to fall for that.
What's so crazy about it? It's like the kind of porn they make for women, I don't know any women that are into that kind of porn. It's like... you know, love story stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know one woman that is her jam, but there must be women out there that like it. That's what I would send, you know, be like, oh, I'm such a feminist that I like porn for women by women.
Would they just respect women and ask them out on dates and then they go out to dinner?
Is this okay? Can I touch you here?
Right.
Right.
I don't care about your friends. You know, I don't fantasize about your friends. I'm into you. I love you.
Yeah.
And then after they have sex, they cuddle.
Exactly. And then the fun- find the, so you, but you got to make sure you send that link and not the lemon party link instead.
Oh. So you say this is a test. Does she really want to know, though?
No, see, that's the thing. I don't think it's a test. I don't think this is a game. I think the reason why women don't understand what porn is for. No, men, people. People don't understand what porn is for. Porn is just for sheer fantasy. The reason why, and it's about taboo. A lot of it is like about taboo, things that you would never do in real life, which is why the stepbrother, stepsister stuff is so popular. Nobody wants to have sex with their step-siblings. That's ridiculous. But it's taboo, and people get turned on by that. So it's all about what your crazy, bizarre fantasy is. If porn was what you actually do in bed, you'd never watch it.
Oh, look, missionary. Oh, look, they turned on the Tonight Show. Oh, now they're asleep.
Right.
Oh, look, there's a kid knocking on the door. Oh. Right.
Oh, look, it was over before I even woke up, before I even opened my eyes.
Yeah, and she said, that's it?
Sorry. Oops, sorry.
We can go again in a minute. Give me another minute. We'll be, I'll be
right,
fine.
And then he's snoring and until the next day.
Yeah, then there's a kid knocking on the door. And you wake up and your underwear are around your ankles. Because you're too lazy to take off your underwear. That's the type of porn I'm going to send you.